A reading of the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. Brothers and sisters, I will not talk too much on the Eucharist, which is the theme of this passage of the Gospel of John. It's actually part of a much longer text. I will just take one aspect of it, or rather one word, the issue of what is to be true. The word "true" comes three times. The discourse of Jesus that is given here starts, "Very truly, I tell you." Jesus is speaking in truth. And then a bit further down he said, "For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." So my question is, how do you know it's true? What does it mean to be true? During the past few weeks we've heard other similar texts concerning the resurrection of Jesus. And we've seen that St. Thomas was wondering whether it was true. And we also saw the episode of Jesus appearing to his disciples as they were fishing. And again, they were wondering whether this ghost was the true Jesus. Thus, it's a real question. Is all of this true? And interestingly, Jesus knew that. He referred to that question in his teaching. And St. John also knew that. So how do you know it's true? Now, I would like to say that this question is really a question for today. In the olden days, maybe, there was a tendency to take things for granted because the church was saying it, because it was taught by priests, bishops, and popes. People would just accept it. Today, it doesn't work like that anymore. On the market of ideas, there are lots of truth. And in a certain way, everybody has his or her own truth. We speak of a postmodern culture, and rightly so, it's a culture where we are fully aware of the fact that truth is constructed socially. Social scientists are very aware of it, and I think they are correct. So even religious truth in a certain way is constructed, whatever the popes and the hierarchy can say. There's an element of truth, if I may say, in the fact that the truth is not ready at hand. We approach it. We perceive it in a certain way. But does that mean that there's no truth? It's not what Jesus is saying. On the contrary, he said that his flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. In other words, that the sacrament of the Eucharist, which is the center of Christian life since the very beginning, and referring to it, the mystery of the resurrection, he says it's true. But I think what we need to understand is that we poor human beings, with our limited understanding of things, and all our emotions and our stories, we cannot claim to give the truth. That's not our job. All we can do is to accept that the truth is there. Because in a postmodern world, nobody said there's no truth. All what we can say is that it's difficult to accept the truth. Because there are all sort of points of view that actually claim to be the truth. But it doesn't mean there is no truth. And I think the truth of the resurrection, the truth of the Eucharist, can only be accessed in faith. It's an act of faith that Jesus is the truth. And I think this message of the importance of faith in the search for the truth is present throughout the Gospels. So to conclude, I would say that the Eucharist, or more broadly the resurrection of Christ, is something that we must search for. It's not a truth that we can pretend to own and to force other people to believe. No, it doesn't work like that. It's a truth that we only find in faith. Amen.